Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Questions 1 to 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues and questions spoken in English. The questions and dialogues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"We are almost out of cereal."
"I know. I will go to the grocery store to buy some more. I will also get some milk, bread, and fruit."
"Would you get me some instant noodles?"
"Sure."
What does the man want the woman to buy? A. Fruit. B. Milk. C. Bread. D. Noodles. E. Cereal. The best answer to this question is noodles, therefore you should choose answer D. Number 1.
"Excuse me, is there a grocery store around here?"
"Yeah, there is one near here."
"Can you how to get there?"
"Sure. Go straight down this street for 2 blocks. Turn left when you get to Maple Street. Stay on Maple Street for 1/2 block. It's on the left-hand side."
What is the woman doing? Number 1.
"Excuse me, is there a grocery store around here?"
"Yeah, there is one near here."
"Can you tell me how to get there?"
"Sure. Go straight down this street for 2 blocks. Turn left when you get to Maple Street. Stay on Maple Street for 1/2 block. It's on the left-hand side."
What is the woman doing? Number 2.
"Why didn't you answer my call?"
"Did you call me? When?"
"Around 8 in the evening."
"Oh, I was already in bed. I felt very exhausted after working in the garden from morning till afternoon."
When did the woman call the man? Number 2.
"Why didn't you answer my call?"
"Did you call me? When?"
"Around 8 in the evening."
"Oh, I was already in bed. I felt very exhausted after working in the garden from morning till afternoon."
When did the woman call the man? Number 3.
"I heard you passed your exams with flying colours. I'm very proud of you."
"Thank you, Dad. I got 10 for maths and biology."
What is the topic of the conversation? Number 3.
"I heard you passed your exams with flying colours. I'm very proud of you."
"Thank you, Dad. I got 10 for maths and biology."
What is the topic of the conversation? Number 4.
"Thank you very much for the beautiful book, Mr. Sugeng. It was very nice of you to remember my birthday."
"It was the least I could give you. I hope you like it."
What is the dialogue about? Number 4.
"Thank you very much for the beautiful book, Mr. Sugeng. It was very nice of you to remember my birthday."
"It was the least I could give you. I hope you like it."
What is the dialogue about? Part 2. Question 5-7. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some incomplete dialogues spoken in English, followed by 4 responses also spoken in English. The dialogues and the responses will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. You have to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question.
May I taste the caramel pudding you just made?
Of course you may. How does it taste?
What is the most appropriate response for the man to reply?
A. It is very expensive, I think. B. It's very delicious. I really enjoy the taste. C. I think I will cook it myself. D. I don't think I'll come with you.
The best answer to the question, "It's very delicious, I really enjoy the taste," is choice B. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Number 5.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for the book you gave me.
Don't mention it. Do you like it?
What does the man probably answer?
A. Thank goodness. B. Yes, I'm amazed reading it. C. I like the way you treat me. D. Sure, absolutely, you are right.
Number 5.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for the book you gave me.
Don't mention it. Do you like it?
What does the man probably answer?
A. Thank goodness. B. Yes, I'm amazed reading it. C. I like the way you treat me. D. Sure, absolutely, you are right.
Number 6.
I really made a mistake.
What about?
I have broken your pen.
That pen? Oh, no.
What will the man most likely reply?
A. I love that pen. B. Thank you. C. I'm proud of you. D. I'm very sorry.
Number 6.
I really made a mistake.
What about?
I have broken your pen.
That pen? Oh, no.
What will the man most likely reply?
A. I love that pen. B. Thank you. C. I'm proud of you. D. I'm very sorry.
Number 7.
Do you want me to carry these books to your room?
No, thanks.
Let me bring your bag then.
What does the woman probably respond?
A. My bag is black and big. B. I will go to the teacher room. C. Thank you very much. D. It's a handmade leather bag.
Number 7.
Do you want me to carry these books to your room?
No, thanks.
Let me bring your bag then.
What does the woman probably respond?
A. My bag is black and big. B. I will go to the teacher room. C. Thank you very much. D. It's a handmade leather bag.
Part 3. Questions 8 to 11. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues or monologues spoken in English. The dialogues or monologues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to the dialogue or monologue, Look at the five pictures provided in your test book and decide which would be the most suitable one with the dialogue or monologue you have heard. Number 8.
Did you come to our school reunion last night?
No, I had surgery with some fellow doctors in the emergency room. Did you go?
Yes, I met so many old friends there. Bill is a lawyer. He works for his own law firm. Edward is a math teacher in Houston. John is in the army, and his brother Jimmy is a pilot.
Which picture shows the man's occupation? Number 8.
Did you come to our school reunion last night?
No, I had surgery with some fellow doctors in the emergency room. Did you go?
Yes, I met so many old friends there. Bill is a lawyer. He works for his own law firm. Edward is a math teacher in Houston. John is in the army, and his brother Jimmy is a pilot.
Which picture shows the man's occupation? Number 9.
Have you cooked the rice, honey?
Not yet. I think we need a new gas stove. This old one does not work very well anymore.
Okay, then. Let's buy one, then.
Which picture shows what they want to buy? Number 9.
Have you cooked the rice, honey?
Not yet. I think we need a new gas stove. This old one does not work very well anymore.
Okay, then. Let's buy one, then.
Which picture shows what they want to buy? Number 10.
This animal has a pair of wings. It is active at night and it sleeps during the day. People regard the animal as a manifestation of Dracula. It has broad round eyes and sharp fangs. This animal can be found in caves hanging upside down.
Which picture goes with the monologue? Number 10.
This animal has a pair of wings, it is active at night, and it sleeps during the day. People regard the animal as a manifestation of Dracula. It has broad round eyes and sharp fangs. This animal can be found in caves hanging upside down.
Which picture goes with the monologue? Number 11.
I love gardening. I have a small garden in my backyard. There are daffodils, Cambodian flowers, orchids, red roses, and white lilies. My oldest daughter, Anissa, is crazy about red roses. She always helps me water the flowers in the afternoon. I love all my flowers.
Which flower does Anissa like? Number 11.
I love gardening. I have a small garden in my backyard. There are daffodils, Cambodian flowers, orchids, red roses, and white lilies. My oldest daughter, Anissa, is crazy about red roses. She always helps me water the flowers in the afternoon. I love all my flowers.
Which flower does Anissa like? Part 4, question 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
CNN. A major snowstorm slammed the East Coast and foiled the busy holiday travel season as airports shut down the runways, rail services were slowed, and bus routes were suspended on the last weekend before Christmas. 3 deaths in Virginia were blamed on the storm, state officials said. 1 person was killed late Friday in a single car crash. 2 other deaths were reported Saturday, as there was more heavy snow than expected.
Number 12. What is the monologue about? Number 13. How many casualties were there in the incident? Questions 12 and 13 are based on the following monologue.
CNN. A major snowstorm slammed the East Coast and foiled the busy holiday travel season as airports shut down the runways, rail services were slowed, and bus routes were suspended on the last weekend before Christmas. 3 deaths in Virginia were blamed on the storm, state officials said. 1 person was killed late Friday in a single car crash. 2 other deaths were reported Saturday, as there was more heavy snow than expected.
Number 12. What is the monologue about? Number 13. How many casualties were there in the incident? Questions 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue.
The anaconda is the largest snake in the world. Also known as the water boa, this giant meat eater lives in swampy areas of tropical South America. It spends a lot of time in shallow water, hidden from unsuspecting prey. Anacondas are related to boa constrictors. They give birth to 20 to 40 baby snakes at one time. Like all snakes, anacondas are cold-blooded. They have the same temperature as their environment. They continue to grow all their lives, getting bigger and bigger each year. The longest anaconda ever found was 11.4 meters long. There are probably even bigger anacondas that have not been seen. Anacondas are greenish-brown with a double row of black oval spots on the back and smaller white markings on the sides.
Number 14. What is the monologue about? Number 15. How many babies does an anaconda give birth to at one time? Questions 14 and 15 are based on the following monologue.
The anaconda is the largest snake in the world. Also known as the water boa, this giant meat eater lives in swampy areas of tropical South America. It spends a lot of time in shallow water, hidden from unsuspecting prey. Anacondas are related to boa constrictors. They give birth to 20 to 40 baby snakes at one time. Like all snakes, anacondas are cold-blooded. They have the same temperature as their environment. They continue to grow all their lives, getting bigger and bigger each year. The longest anaconda ever found was 11.4 metres long. There are probably even bigger anacondas that have not been seen. Anacondas are greenish-brown with a double row of black oval spots on the back and smaller white markings on the sides.
Number 14. What is the monologue about? Number 15. How many babies does an anaconda give birth to at one time? This is the end of the listening section.